We're going to be late for work.
Oh, just a minute, Coulson. I'm almost finished with my breakfast.
Is something wrong?
No. Why?
You screamed.
Oh, that. Well, as a matter of fact, I do have a little pain in my tooth, but it's nothing.
Well, it doesn't sound like nothing. What does it feel like?
Well, it feels like someone is hammering a huge nail up inside my head and twisting it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I got it. I got the picture. Balky, buddy, sounds like you've got a cavity. A cavity is a hole in your tooth. When we get to the office, I'll call and make an appointment for you with my dentist.
Oh, no, sir. I'm not going to no dentist. I'll go on a liquid diet. I'll have my jaw hot wired, but I'm not going to no dentist. Not no way, not no how.
Oh, you would love it. Oh, it's too bad you don't want to go. Because they let you sit in a chair that goes up and down.
Really?
Oh, and they spray water in your mouth.
They do?
And when you leave, they give you balloons. Oh, a trip to the dentist is like a visit to the amusement park. It's too bad you don't want to go.
I want to go to the dentist.
Well, okay, we'll make an appointment for you.
Oh, thank you, cousin.
Aren't you supposed to be making your afternoon deliveries?
I finished, Mr. Gottlieb.
Aren't you supposed to be sorting the mail?
I finished. I want to be all ready when Cousin Larry comes out and says it's time to go to the dentist.
You're in a hurry to go to the dentist?
Cousin Larry says it's more fun than an amusement park.
Well, actually, it's more like the House of Horrors. Especially when you see the drill.
Cousin Larry didn't mention the drill.
The drill is the greatest instrument of torture since alimony. The dentist uses it to drill holes in your teeth.
Well, ain't I the lucky one? I won't be needing the drill because I already got a hole in my tooth. Yeah.
Lovely. Well, just wait until the dentist uses the drill to make that hole bigger and deeper and wider. God, I wish I hadn't dropped out of dental college. Well, have fun, Bartokomus. I'm going to lunch. I'll bring you back a jawbreaker.
Oh.
tooth bothering you, Balky?
You didn't tell me about the drill.
Who told you about the drill?
Mr. Gorbley. He tell me that the dentist is going to take a drill and make the hole in my tooth bigger and wider and deeper, and that it's going to hurt more than alimony. And we all remember what happened at the alimony.
Did Mr. Gorbley scare you?
Well,
did he scare you? Are you scared? Are you scared of the dentist?
No, I'm not scared of the dentist. Scared of the dentist. However, I've decided that I don't need to go to the dentist. I can learn to live with the pain.
You can live with the pain?
Yes.
You can't live with the pain.
Balky, you've got to get your tooth taken care of now. If you don't, it'll only hurt worse and be harder to fix.
But there's just one little problem.
What's that?
I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
I know you're afraid, but I wouldn't make you do anything that was bad for you. Balky, remember the time you were afraid to have your picture taken?
Yeah.
Because you thought the camera was going to steal part of your soul?
Yeah.
You remember what I said?
Yeah. You said, Balky, don't be stupid.
And you remember the time you were afraid to get into the elevator?
Yeah.
Because you thought it would take you to the center of the earth?
And you said, Balky, don't be stupid.
And now you ride the elevator all the time. And that's what's happening now.
I'm riding the elevator?
No. You're being stupid.
Thank you, Carson. I like that. Do it again.
One ride per visit, Balky. This is his first time at the dentist.
Oh, I see. I'm going to put this little piece of film in your mouth. Open up. Bite down gently on the tab. And be sure to keep your mouth closed.
It's very important
to keep your mouth closed. I'm just going to take some x-rays of your tooth.
What?
He said x-rays. We didn't talk about x-rays. In this business, you get used to people talking with stuff in their mouths.
Well, nothing to worry about. An x-ray is an invisible beam that goes through your face, takes a picture of your tooth, goes right out the other side. It's completely safe.
What is the x-ray that invisible beam?
What?
He said, what if the x-ray gets stuck in my head and makes a hole in my brain?
Trust me.
Well, you've got a good point there. I'll just take this, and I think I'll let the doctor look at him first, and then we'll take the x-rays.
You know, you are really being a big baby about all this.
I'm sorry, Carson.
It's okay.
Thank you. Carson, what? What is this?
Oh, look, here's the air blower.
No. Not that. What is
oh,
this?
And here's the water sprayer.
Not that, cousin. What is this?
Oh, and look, the saliva sucker.
I'm just desperate to know. What is this?
Oh, that.
Would it be the drill?
Yes, that's the drill. But it won't be painful. It won't hurt a bit after you're shot.
I'm going to be shot?
No. Nothing like that. The doctor is just going to stick a needle in your cheek.
I'm out of here.
All right, no.
Hello, Larry. Well, I hear we have a nervous patient.
Hello, doctor. Balky. This is Dr. Shukin.
Don't you touch me. I happen to be trained in the marital arts.
Stop it. He's never had a cavity before.
Well, let's take a look. Now, open wide. A little wider.
All right. Look, I tell you what. Why don't I let the doctor look in my mouth first, okay? And that way you'll see that nothing bad is going to happen. All right?
All right, now, open wide and tell me if this hurts.
No.
How about this?
No. I told you it wouldn't hurt.
This?
What are you doing?
You've lost a filling.
Well, fine, I'll make an appointment for next month. Balky, you're up.
Oh, now, hold on, Larry. You have to have this taken care of today, or it could get much worse. Now, I'm just going to numb your tooth so I can work on it.
No needles.
But, Larry, this is just a little Novocaine.
I don't want any. I don't like being numb.
Oh, cousin, you're not dumb.
Well, I guess I'll just have to give you gas.
Well, we did fill up the tank this morning, but... I suppose we could top it off.
No. This is nitrous oxide. Won't hurt him. He'll just feel very relaxed and maybe a little giggly. How's that feel, Larry?
I feel so much better. So much better. Did I mention how much better I feel?
Now, you just relax, Larry, and I'll be right back after I check your x-rays.
No problem. All right, Belky, we're out of here.
Oh, no, you don't.
What are you doing?
Cousin, don't you remember? You say to me that sometimes we have to do things that we are afraid of because it's for our own good.
All right.
All right?
Belky, I am an adult. I can make my own decisions. And I have decided to leave, and there is nothing you can do to make me stay.
Well, now you've done it. I hope you're satisfied.
We can fix it. I think you're down a quart.
Sufficient light in this room for me to fill your tooth. So you're gonna have to help me move the chair. Come on, I'll help you out of the chair. Okay, cousin. Ready? Ready? One, two, three.
Better?
Much.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now I'm gonna get that drill. Carson, I can't feel my arm.
You sure? I can feel it.
Well, then, I must be okay. Now, I'm gonna go around the other side here. Let's have a look. Open wide.
What's going on here?
Well, if you must know, I'm about to perform an oral Hirschheiser.
Oh,
been a rich, full day, hasn't it?
You got that right. We got our teeth filled. I got this very handsome pair of gloves. And we learned how to clean up a dentist's office.
You know, I would have thought Dr. Shukin would have been more upset about the mess we made.
Well, you know, I think it's because he likes us. I hear him tell his assistant that he was going to put a little something extra on our bills.
That's fair.
Cousin, I want to thank you for making me go to the dentist, even though I didn't want to.
Well, like I said, sometimes you have to do things you're afraid of.
Yeah, and when you do, it's nice to have a friend there to help you. I'm glad you were with me.
Well, I'm glad you were with me. If you weren't, I never would have gotten over my fear of needles. Boy, that Novocaine is powerful stuff.
Boy, tell me about it. I didn't feel a thing. So, cousin, going to the dentist wasn't all that bad, but I can think of a lot better ways to spend an afternoon.
Well, I'll drink to that. Careful, Balky. You're dribbling all over yourself.
The undefeated Los Angeles Rams head east to tackle the Buffalo Bills on ABC's Monday Night Football. Then MacGyver enters a black market where there are no rules. Now stay tuned for Just the Ten of Us.